You're listening to The FWAT Show, episode 213 for November 9th, 2015. Pass and fail. Welcome to The FWAT Show, where you'll get all the news you need to know, and probably some you don't, all in about the next 10 minutes. I'm your host, Rob Steele, and let's get started with the elections that happened last week. Yes, there are some people who are elected into office, some people out of office. If you're anything like the district that I live in, you wonder why you bothered voting, because I went to my voting booth, and there were a whopping two choices to make. One was for a mayor. I live in a town so small I didn't even know we had one. Surprise! Pick of two guys that I've never heard of, and something about city council. No Senate, no governor, nothing, no president. It's just these guys I've never heard of. Oh, goody, I'm glad I came. Meanwhile, some places did get to vote on things, and you wonder what the hell they were thinking. Let's start with, yes, it's the state I live in, Georgia, where the state Senate voted on Senate Bill 129, known as Georgia's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Oh my God, how did it make it this far? The bill states, quote, "Laws neutral toward religion may burden religious exercise as surely as laws intended to interfere with religious exercise." Uh-huh. If you make it neutral, it'll be just as difficult as if you made it biased. No, if you make it neutral, it'll be legal, because it won't be going against that whole pesky First Amendment. But the thing that made this law so inane and stupid and evil, you want evil? Here's a proof. They're using this bill to say that if husbands and or boyfriends beat the crap out of their wives, they can be found not guilty, not because they didn't do it, but because they claim religious freedom. Because according to Ephesians 5:22-5:24, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body." And they're taking it and twisting it to be, you can beat the crap out of your wife if you want to, and now it's legal, just claim to be a Christian. Who thought this was a good idea? Some things sounded like a good idea and didn't get voted in. Let's go up to Ohio, somewhere I've never been, nor do I plan on going. But Ohio came close to legalizing marijuana in the state, but decided against it, and I actually say it's almost for a good reason. Not because everyone said, oh, it's marijuana, it'll make everyone evil, and they'll go out and kill people, and look at the crime rate that'll go up. Because all of that has been proven false by all the states that have already legalized it. That's a hint. No, the reason they turned it down was because the marijuana produced for the state would only be allowed to be grown by three farms. Not everybody. Not, hey, if you want to, go ahead. A very, very select number of farms owned by the Koch brothers, I believe. And yes, I'm pronouncing it correctly. And that is why it was turned down. If you're going to make it legal for everybody, make it legal for everybody. See? How hard is that? There's another one that was turned down. That kind of makes sense, at least in my mind. And some people are going to get upset with me saying this. I'm agreeing with something that happened in Texas. I know, it's Monday. Whatever. Texas voted on a ban to allow, I guess we can call them multigender people. The LGBT community wanted to have people go into whatever bathroom they want to go into. Okay? And it was voted down. Because there were people who said, well, if you let men, or people who think they're men, or people who might be men into women's rooms, then they'll get raped, and the other way around, and it just turns out to be a mess. Look, I'm going to make this really simple. First off, you need to be aware that at any given point, there could be someone in the bathroom with you who is gay. And you know what? They're not doing anything to you, apart from using the bathroom in the way that it was intended. Having said that, it doesn't matter if you are going from one to the other, have gone from one to the other, are thinking about from going one to the other. It goes a little something like this. Real simple. And I'm not against people changing. If you want to change, go ahead. But it goes like this. If you have a penis, you go in the men's room. If you have a vagina, you go in the girls' room. If you have issues with either of those, both of them, granted I haven't been in a women's room in a very long time, I'm thinking previous life, maybe, who knows, they have stalls. If you have issues, go in a stall. Granted, I'm not sure there's girls' rooms that don't have those. Who knows? Speaking of things that have stalls, how about the vote on the Keystone Extra Large Pipeline decision? Yes, that's been stalled forever, but we finally have a decision made by President Barack Obama who said, no, we're not building it. And you know what? It's a good idea. Not for the environmental concerns, not for the jobs it will allegedly create. No. Here's the reason we turned it down. In a very small nutshell, for every dollar the U.S. spends on this pipeline, we get 90 cents back. That's right. We lose 10 cents for every dollar. Do we get any of the oil going through the pipeline? No, we don't. So, yeah, it got rejected. Good job, everybody. Well, we haven't had one of these in a while. How about a good copyright infringement suit? Polaroid is suing GoPro, the people who make those little portable cameras, claiming that GoPro copied the Polaroid Cube, which is a small camera that was released in 2014 by a company that I thought had gone out of business. Now, I've seen pictures of both of them. And yes, they look very similar, in that they're both cube-shaped. Oh no, they used the same basic geometric shape we did! Quick, get Perry Mason, we're going to sue! Yeah, like I said, I thought they'd gone out of business. And speaking of things I thought had fallen by the wayside, Rolling Stone magazine, who is apparently still around, does anyone still read magazines? Anyway, they published an article that made it to CNN, which is how I found out about it, an article called 10 Songs You Didn't Know Were Really About Drugs. Well, turns out, three of them, yeah, I did know. The other seven, I had never heard of. And five of those, I'd never even heard of the band. So, does that really count? Here's a really odd story. You ever go shopping and think, boy, it would be great if I could get drunk while I was doing it? Well, Target has confirmed that a new store in Chicago has applied for two types of liquor licenses. One means they can sell it. One means you can drink it while you're shopping. Because nothing says smart economic purchases like being plastered on Jägermeister. It's good for the economy. Well, Target's economy, maybe not yours. On the verge of the release of next month's Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and yes, you're going to be getting Star Wars stories until it opens, because, I'm a geek. AMC, the second largest theater chain in the country, has said, if you're going to go see Star Wars in one of their theaters, feel free to dress up, but thou shalt not wear thine masks into the theater. I have to admit, after all the crap that's gone on lately, it's probably not a bad idea to make sure that people don't come in dressed as Stormtroopers, Darth Vader, Boba Fett, or any of the other characters that have big masks. What I'm worried about, I suppose, is I had a friend in college who was dating a girl who, I suppose I could admit today, she kind of looked like Chewbacca, and she wasn't wearing a mask. Would they let her in? If you have an opinion on that, one way or the other, feel free to go to the website, thefwatshow.com. Yes, I revamped it a little bit, but the Facebook button is still there, which goes to facebook.com/fwat1. The Twitter button is still there, which goes to @RealRobSteel. You know what? There's an iTunes button. It takes you straight to The Fwat Show on iTunes, where you can subscribe and review and all that lovely stuff that people like to do with iTunes. I've even got an app that I'm working on that everyone can get, and you can put it on your iPhone or your Android devices. Stay tuned. Coming soon, like the Star Wars movie. And, of course, don't forget to tell all your friends about the show, because it's fun and educational. And how often do you get the two put together? Certainly not in schools. And something else you might not be getting in schools, at least in Tennessee, is a book called The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. It's a biography that schools in Tennessee are using to teach their kids about an impoverished African-American woman who lived in Virginia in the 1930s and 40s, whose cervical cancer cells have led to numerous medical discoveries and innovations, even though she never consented to have the cells taken and the family was never compensated. Lots of crap went on. But the reason that it might not be in schools is because of a woman whose name I'm not mentioning because